Deputy Secretary of State, and I'll be conducting the hearing this morning. This is a hearing concerning the certificate and appointment of and commission of Janet Bashus, brought pursuant to complaint of the Division of Licensing and Enforcement of the Secretary of State's office. The date is July 1st, 2009. The time is 11:03 a.m. And we're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. This is a recorded hearing conducted under the State Administrative Procedures Act. So for the record, I'd like for the people that are present in the room to introduce themselves, please.
My name is Andrew Whitfield. I'm representing the State of Colorado in this matter.
My name is Lori Lenarts. I'm the workflow manager for the Notary Division for the State of Colorado.
My name is Janet Bashus.
Okay, thank you. Let me just talk just a little bit about how the proceeding works. This is fairly informal. We don't follow formal rules of civil procedure as in a court, but we follow the same basic outline. The state will have an opportunity to explain their case regarding alleged violations of the Notaries Public Act. Then the licensee will have an opportunity to provide her side of the case. And after all testimony has been given, then I'll ask for an a recommendation from the state for Mr. Whitfield. And I'll also give the licensee an opportunity to speak with respect to the recommendation. Before we begin with the state's case, I'd like to go ahead and swear in any witnesses that will be giving testimony. And I'm assuming that Mr. Whitfield, you'll have one witness, or also the notary as well.
I'll be intending to call both Lori Lenarts and Janet Bashus.
Okay, let me go ahead and swear both of you in. If you would raise your right hand, please. Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony that you give during this hearing will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I will.
I do.
Okay. Thank you very much. Then, Mr. Whitfield, I'll turn it over to you for the presentation of the state's case.
Your Honor, we'd like to make an opening statement.
Go ahead.
The state will present evidence today that the defendant in this matter, Ms. Janet Bashus, is in violation of the Notaries Public Act by failing to perform a notarization in the physical presence of the principal as prescribed by the Act. That would be Section 1255.110, Subsection 4. The state is going to show that Ms. Bashus was a notary at the time of this, that this transgression occurred. And with that, the state is prepared to call its first witness.
I'll proceed.
The state calls Lori Lenarts.
Okay. Ms. Lenarts, you're already under oath, so if you will, you identify yourself again for the record, please.
Lori Lenarts.
And your position again, I think you already stated that.
Workflow manager for the Notary Division for the Secretary of State's office in Colorado.
Mr. Whitfield.
Ms. Lenarts, can you please describe your duties with respect to the notary section of the Secretary of State's office?
I examine applications that come in daily, check the signature as well as the completeness of the application to whether or not it should be approved or not approved. I teach notary classes when asked to by the division, either on site or out of the office. I also authenticate documents that are going overseas and make sure that the notary signature matches the signature that is on the document.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Lenarts a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit F. Ms. Lenarts, can you please identify the document that I've given you?
It's the master record for Janet Bashus that is in our records at the Secretary of State's office.
When was Ms. Bashus' commission issued?
8/26/2006.
And when was the commission set to expire?
8/26/2010.
And what is the home address that's listed on the document?
1946 LaPorte Avenue, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80521.
Your Honor, the state would ask that Exhibit F be entered into evidence.
Ms. Bashes, have you had an opportunity to see the exhibit?
Yes, I have it in front of me.
Okay. Do you have any objection to admitting that into evidence?
No.
Then I'll admit Exhibit F into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Lennartz a document that has been made that has been marked as State's Exhibit C. Ms. Lennartz, can you please identify this document for the court?
Yes, it's a complaint letter. I spoke to the person on the telephone and suggested that they write the information down and submit the complaint letter to Andrew Whitfield.
Do you remember what the person who filed the complaint, do you remember what they were alleging?
They felt as though that there was a fraudulent notarization of a patient that she was taking care of in a nursing home.
Okay, Your Honor, the state would ask that Exhibit C be entered into the evidence.
Ms. Bashes, do you have any objection to entering that into evidence?
I have a question. Who is Robin Muse?
Your Honor, in this case, Robin Muse was actually the complainant in the case. She actually filed a written complaint with the state in accordance with the Notaries Public Act. We investigated that matter.
And the tendered Exhibit C identifies Robin Muse as the case manager for Mary DeMarco. And Ms. Bashes, I'm not, by admitting it into evidence, that does not necessarily mean it. I accept the truthfulness of the statements in the document, but merely that that it can be entered into evidence.
That is fine.
Okay.
The state has no further questions for this witness.
Okay. And just for the record, I will admit Exhibit C into evidence. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lennartz. Mr. Whitfield.
We have no further questions for Ms. Lennartz.
Okay. Then you have another witness as well.
Yeah. Ms. Bashes, an opportunity to cross.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I would you like to ask Ms. Lennartz any questions?
I just have questions about Robin Muse, the case manager, because I don't know who she is or why she was even involved in this. What kind of case manager is she? Who is she? How would she have known any of this information?
I don't have any information on that. I just spoke to the woman on the telephone and followed the normal procedures that I give anyone who would like to file a complaint against a notary.
So we have no idea who this woman is or why she would be filing a complaint?
And that's a question for Ms. Lennartz. I mean, do you have a response beyond what you've already answered?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Whitfield.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would like to call Janet Bashes.
Ms. Bashes, you're already under oath. Go ahead, Mr. Whitfield.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing the exhibits to Ms. Bashes, which have been marked State's Exhibit A and B. Ms. Bashes, take an opportunity to familiarize yourself with these documents. They are the same documents that I've sent you previously, but they are the original documents that were originally notarized. Do you recognize these documents?
No, sir.
Can you please turn to the last page of those documents? Do you recognize the notary seal that's on that document?
Yes, I do.
Is it your notary seal?
Yes, it is.
Do you recognize the signature on that document?
No, I don't.
Is it not your signature?
I believe it is a forgery.
Okay, can you take a look at State's Exhibit B?
Yes.
Do you recognize that document?
No, I do not.
And do you recognize the notary seal that's on that document?
Yes, I do.
And that signature, is it your signature?
I would say it, too, is a forgery.
What type of seal do you actually use? Is it an embosser seal or an ink seal?
It's an embosser seal.
Can you explain how an embosser seal that you recognize as your seal ended up on those documents?
My embosser seal is not locked up. It's just in my drawer at work.
Can you please read for the court the notary certificate that is actually attached to those documents? I believe they are identical.
This is to certify that on the first day of September of 2007, before me, the undersigned notary public in and for the state of Colorado, duly commissioned and qualified, personally appeared Mary DeMarco, to me known to be the person described in and who executed the within and foregoing power of attorney, and acknowledged me that she signed the same as her free and voluntary act and deed for the uses and purposes therein mentioned. In witnesses whereof, I hereunto set my hand and affix my official seal the day and year first above written.
So do you know Ms. DeMarco?
I have never met Ms. DeMarco.
Have you ever been in her physical presence?
No, sir.
At this time, the state would ask that Exhibit A and B be entered into evidence.
Could I see? I don't think I have all of A and B.
The original documents are right here.
Ms. Bashes, do you have any objection to admitting these documents into evidence?
No.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Bashes a document that's been labeled State's Exhibit D.
And hold on one moment before. I actually wanted to look at the full exhibits before admitting them into evidence, so I'll catch up here in just a moment. Okay, I'll go ahead and admit Exhibits A and B into evidence. And go ahead, Mr. Whitfield.
The state has handed Ms. Bashes the exhibit that's been labeled, in this case, D. Ms. Bashes, do you recognize this document?
Yes, I did. Excuse me.
Can you please explain what it is?
It was a letter written to you, Andrew Whitfield, because I had been asked to further explain the situation, so I wrote a letter to you trying to explain what was going on.
So was this document signed by you?
Yes.
And is that your actual and true signature?
Yes.
The state would ask that, actually, before that, can you actually read the portion of that document that I've asked, that is highlighted?
Sure. Never during any transactions with Desi Valdez had I seen any of Mrs. DeMarco's signatures.
The state would ask that Exhibit D be entered into evidence.
Do you have any objection, Ms. Bashes?
I don't have any objection, but the line before that says Desi Valdez approached me with paperwork to be notarized only containing his signature.
And we can talk about the contents at an appropriate time, and it could be when you get an opportunity maybe to present your side of the case as well.
Thank you.
So I'll admit Exhibit D into evidence. Let me just ask, what is the date in the upper right-hand corner? Is that December 20?
Looks like 12/29.
Okay.
But it had to have been 08.
Okay.
Right down here it says December 31st, 08. So it was the 29th of December.
That's admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing the respondent a document that's been marked as State's Exhibit E. Ms. Bashes, do you recognize this document?
Yes, I do.
Is this also written by you?
Yes, it is.
And was this written in response to correspondence I sent you?
That is correct.
Is your signature attached to that document?
Yes, it is.
Is that your true and actual signature?
Yes, it is.
Can you please read for the court the portion that is highlighted?
I notarized paperwork for Desi Valdez, a co-worker, sometime last year on a Saturday. I do not know Mrs. DeMarco.
Your Honor, we would ask that this document be entered into evidence.
And Ms. Bashes, do you have any objection?
No, I do not.
Then Exhibit E is admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Bashes a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit G.
Whoa, sorry.
Do you recognize this document?
Yes, I do.
Do you recognize the email addresses on this document?
Yes, it is an email from me to you.
Okay. Can you please read the highlighted portion of that document?
I never signed for or have ever been in the presence of Mrs. DeMarco.
The state would request that Exhibit G be entered into evidence.
Any objection, Ms. Bash?
No.
Then Exhibit G is admitted into evidence.
Your Honor, at this time, we have no further questions for this witness.
Okay. And probably no point in you cross-examining yourself, but I'll give you an opportunity when we come to your side of the case.
All right.
Do you have anything further, Mr. Whitfield?
Not at this moment, though. I reserve the right to recall Ms. Lenartz.
Okay. So then I'll turn to you, Ms. Bashus, if you're aware of what the allegations are, the materials that have been admitted into evidence. You could speak informally. You know, however you would like to present your case, please go ahead. And you are under oath.
Okay. I found out later that Desi Valdez's wife and Desi Valdez's wife's sister are the two that have been feuding over Mrs. DeMarco's custody, basically. And I wasn't aware of this, but there has been a family feud going on for quite a while. Desi Valdez and I work together. Not even in the same building. I know him, but I'm not a friend, or I'm just an acquaintance because we both work in the same buildings or in the same company. And he came to me on a Saturday. I don't normally work Saturdays, but I was filling in for someone. And he brought paperwork and asked me to notarize it. The only thing that I saw was this page without... This was about Desi Valdez, and so I notarized for Mr. Valdez his signature.
And I'm sorry, go over that one more time. What was it that you notarized specifically?
I did a notarization for Mr. Valdez with his name on the paperwork. And to be honest with you, I should have read through more thoroughly, but all I had was this, and I notarized this document for Mr. Valdez for his signature. Now, what makes me think that something is going on here with Mr. Valdez and his wife is my boss had Desi and I come into her office to talk about this situation. And he told my boss at that point in time that, Jan, don't you remember, Janet, I'm called Jan at work. Jan, don't you remember we got Grandma and we put her in the car and we brought her down here on Saturday and you went out to the car and witnessed her signature? And I said, no, I do not remember that. I have never met your grandmother. I don't know what you're trying to pull here. I said, but I've never notarized her signature. I don't know your grandmother. I said, the only signature, and I've repeated and repeated and repeatedly said this through this whole entire time, was Desi Valdez's signature. So the only thing that I can think that they've done is somehow forged my signature, maybe gone in and used my notary stamp, which is open in a drawer at my workstation. I would never, especially a do not resuscitate sign for someone. No. If I don't know the person, I ask for identification. But I knew Valdez, and I notarized a document for him. And then this all came back and hit me in the face.
Do you remember the approximate date that you notarized a document for Mr. Valdez?
I don't know, but it says September 1st of 2007. Whether that's correct or not, I cannot remember. We do not keep journals where I work. We deal with car titles, basically, and I hardly ever, 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 maybe three times in my life, have I notarized something that has anything to do with anything other than car titles. That's it. I notarize car titles that are going out of state. I notarize signatures that we have driver's license for. On like if they're sole owner of a business and they're putting the title into a business name. So just at my workplace, I only use it basically for vehicle transferring. And so I don't know, but I do know that in this letter from Ms. Muse, she thinks there's criminal activity going on as well. And I don't know if she's forwarded it to the Loveland Police Department or not, but I'm willing to testify there as well as here that I had absolutely no knowledge of this whatsoever. All I did was notarize Desi Valdez's signature.
And I don't want to preempt Mr. Whitfield's cross-examination, but I also do want to make sure I understand your testimony.
Okay.
I'm confused about what it was that you notarized for Mr. Valdez.
I don't know.
Okay. When you were referring to Exhibit A or B, mm-hmm. it wasn't. You've also said you do not know, you've never seen those documents.
No, sir.
Prior to this action being brought.
That is correct.
Okay. And what was the role? I did not understand the role of your boss in calling you into the office.
Well, I'm concerned about losing my notary for forever in the state of Colorado because I use it on a daily basis at work. And my boss was concerned about it because I don't know I could lose my job over this because I cannot notarize title work. So she brought me in. I first went to her and showed her what was going on, what Desi had done, what I was involved in.
Could you just elaborate on that? What do you mean? What was going on at that point in time?
I had gotten notification from Mr. Whitfield.
Okay.
And I felt that my boss needed to know what was going on. I showed her the documents that I had received. We discussed it. And Desi's worked there quite some time, and she had a hard time believing that Desi would do something falsely. And I said, well, I'm telling you the truth. I notarized his signature and his alone. And then for him to make up the story about Grandma being in the car just further made me realize that this is a blatant lie. And I told my boss that. So she's tried to stay neutral because of it now, because she's got two coworkers involved in it. And so that's what I talked to her about. And then why she brought us all together was she wanted Desi's attorney in this situation to come forward and write some type of letter, write some type of, I just put in here, Valdez was requested by my boss to have his attorney help me in this matter. He never did it. Valdez said his wife brought their grandma to Delambaugh in their car, and I went out to the car and met her and notarized her signature, and that's a blatant lie. He told this to my boss also. I never did that.
Yeah, I don't have any other questions. So, Mr. Whitfield, cross-examination questions?
So you testified that you did actually perform a notarization of some variety on the document, and you also testified to the fact that you probably should have read the notary certificate that was actually on the document.
There wasn't. All that I had was this sheet.
Right. Now, the notary certificate, which you've read into evidence, actually states that that the notarization is being performed in the physical presence of Ms. DeMarco.
And that was not there.
So you're stating that this sheet, which you just said, which
is
states Exhibit A,
yes,
that this entire sheet was here, but the name of Ms. DeMarco was not in that document?
That is correct.
Did you actually place this notary seal on this document then?
Yes, I would say on the one with Mrs. DeMarco's name on it, no. No, I did not.
So what did you actually place your notary seal on?
A document that I notarized with Desi Valdez's name on it.
But the rest of this was actually exactly the same?
I couldn't tell you. I honestly could not tell you.
So did you attach your name when you actually performed, when you put the seal on it?
I don't know if this is my handwriting here, but when I notarize, of course, I sign my name, I print my name, I write my address, which is incorrect also. I would never write down my home address incorrectly. And I always write my commission date of expiration.
So is it common, you testified that you actually perform notarizations on titles and things of that variety.
Yes.
Do you ever perform notarizations for other people in the office?
I have performed a notarization for another person in the office for them to pick up plates for their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That would be about it. Plates for their car, I'm saying. Sorry.
So in this case, how frequently did you actually perform notarizations for Mr. Valdez?
Once.
And this was the only time? And he presented to you this document or a portion of this document?
Portion of that document.
Okay.
Um, Has this gone to criminal court or criminal activity in Loveland?
I really can't.
You don't know?
I can't really make any statements as to whether or not it has or has not. Your Honor, at this time, I don't believe I have any more questions for the witness. However, I think I would like to recall Ms. Lenards.
Let me, before you do that, Ms. Bashes, I think I just want to make sure I understand, and you will get, you know, again, as I indicated at the beginning of the proceeding, you'll get an opportunity to kind of summarize your side of the case as well, but I think what I understand your testimony to be is that you notarized some other document, may or may not have looked a lot like Exhibit A or B.
Correct.
And you notarized one document for Mr. Valdez. And the signature that is on Exhibits A and B, what purports to be your signature, you do not believe that is your signature in either case?
I really don't.
Does it look different to you than your signature?
Yes, it does.
And in what respects?
Well, I don't connect my L to my B. Let's see. Unless there's any other. And like I said, my address is incorrect. Why someone would put 31946, I don't know. Because that is not my address. J's are different.
I'm sorry, what's different?
The J's are different. I just feel I've been used by Desi Valdez. Hugely.
Okay, do you have any other questions, Mr. Whitfield, since I've been asking some questions?
I do. Can you tell me, you said that it's not your that it's not your practice to actually keep your notary seal under lock and key.
Correct.
Where do you actually keep your notary seal?
In one of my drawers, my top drawer. We each have our own little desk area, and with my printer and my computer, and I have like three drawers to the left of me, and I normally keep my notary seal in my second drawer, just inside the drawer.
And you said that Mr. Valdez does not even work in the same building as you, so
he does not.
Assumably he doesn't work right next to you.
No, he works in the Subaru building, and I work in the Chevy building.
So in this case, you did not keep your notary seal under lock and key, correct?
No.
And so would it be your testimony then that Mr. Valdez actually stole your notary seal?
I wouldn't say he stole it and kept it, but I would say that there's a possibility he could have used it and put it back.
Is there any other instance where anybody else has used your seal?
No.
Okay. No other questions, sir? Mr. Hobbs?
Okay. And Mr. Whitfield, you wanted to recall Ms. Lenards?
Can we take a brief recess before we do so?
Okay. How long do you
Two think minutes.
We, okay.
10 minutes.
Two minutes.
I will be right back.
I gotta go try to find my darling kids.
to resume, Mr. Whitfield?
We are.
Then let's resume, and for the record, the time is 11:30 a.m. Mr. Whitfield.
Your Honor, at this time, we have decided not to call Ms. Lenartz, and we are prepared to summarize the state's case in this matter.
Why don't you go ahead and summarize your case at this point?
The state has shown that at this time, that at the time of this complaint and continuing through to today, Ms. Bashes has been a notary for the state of Colorado, commissioned by the Secretary of State, and thus subject to the jurisdiction of this office. The state has shown through the testimony of Ms. Bashes and the documentary evidence presented that Ms. Bashes did not notarize this document while in the physical presence of Ms. DeMarco. And this is a violation of the Notaries Public Act 12-55-110, subsection 4. Therefore, it is the recommendation of the State of Colorado that the notary commission of Ms. Janet Bashes be revoked under the authority of 12-55-107-1C and 1F for violation of the Colorado Notaries Public Act, and specifically for violation 12-55-110-4, the physical presence requirement.
Ms. Bashes, let me turn to you then and provide an opportunity to provide whatever explanation that you wish to provide. And I think in effect, you're going to provide your testimony and in effect the summary of your side of the case at the same time. And, of course, you are still under oath.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't understand how I can be charged to have my notary taken away from me when I point blank tell you that I notarized Desi Valdez's signature. I have never met Mrs. DeMarco, and I would not have notarized any paperwork with her name on it, especially for a do not resuscitate. I don't see why I'm losing my notary because of something Desi Valdez has done. I did nothing wrong. I notarized Mr. Valdez's signature, and somewhere along the line, he's either forged or stolen the seal, or photocopied. I don't know how he's done this. I do not know. But I feel it, don't feel it's my fault, and I should lose my notarizing capabilities because of something he did to me. There has been feuding going on, I have found out now, for years over this, between Valdez and this what's her name? Mrs. DeMarco's granddaughter, or it's actually Mr. Valdez's wife's sister. And I have just unfortunately been caught up in their mess and used. So that's basically the summary of it. I don't feel I've done anything wrong. I know now that I will always read thoroughly whatever is in front of me. I would never sign a do not resuscitate for any human being unless it was presented by a physician or, you know, I've never been asked to do anything like that before. I do car titles. And I think Mr. Valdez has completely taken advantage of me in this situation. I think he's the one that needs to be charges brought against.
So, and just to be clear, although you don't have any evidence specifically, your theory is that it's Mr. Valdez that has forged your signature on Exhibits A and B.
He's either forged, copied, he's done something to reproduce, because I did not sign anything with Mary DeMarco's name on it. I mean, he's already been in trouble. If you read this letter from Mrs. Muse, it states right in there all the differences. She's actually alleging in this letter that it is Valdez. There's discrepancies all over the place. Notary's signature differs on two documents. Notary's address has been altered. Does that not point towards Desi Valdez being the one that's guilty here? Not me?
Okay, do you have anything further?
No.
Mr. Whitfield, I am troubled by discrepancies in the signatures and the addresses. And just to summarize, and of course it is the state's burden to prove the case against the notary. We've touched upon some of the differences, but I'm looking at the notary signature on exhibits A and B, comparing the signatures which Ms. Bashus says that she did not do, comparing those signatures with what I think we know to be the notary signature, both on the two letters, exhibits D and E, as well as two signatures on the application for notary commission. See at least two signatures there. And it strikes me, and I haven't had a chance to study this very carefully, but it strikes me that there are differences between those four signatures that I think everyone agrees are the signatures of Ms. Bashus on those exhibits versus the signatures on exhibits A and B. So for example, it looks like on A and B, as Ms. Bashus points out, the L's and the B in Janet L. Bashus, those are connected. They don't appear to be on any of the others. J's may be a little different. I haven't studied that very carefully. The T at the end of Janet on A and B curls up around, whereas on the other four signatures, they cross the tail of the T crosses the T instead of curling up above. The last two letters on A and B of the last name, I mean, both those are different. On Exhibit A, the U.S. is basically slurred. I wouldn't normally be able to read it. On Exhibit B, it looks like A-S. But on the other four signatures, it looks like they're all pretty clearly A-U-S, quite distinct. As opposed to Exhibits A and B. So those are some of the differences that I notice. Something of note that the notary's address on exhibits A and B is 31946 LaPorte. In fact, I think the address is 1946.
That's correct.
It does seem suspicious that if Ms. Bashus had notarized exhibits A and B, that she would put the wrong address. So in any event, I wanted to provide you just an opportunity to see if you had some guidance there for me when I see those discrepancies.
Well, Your Honor, I mean, clearly we brought this case in part because we believe that these signatures were sufficiently the same. I think you would notice even on the signatures, the four signatures that have been brighted, that Ms. Bashus actually does state that she did actually sign, that there are small differences in all of those signatures. I recognize what you're saying in regards to the L and what Ms. Bashus has been saying in regards to the L, and I think that is certainly a worthwhile point. But there are always going to be small discrepancies in a signature, and we would ask that the court take that into account when actually determining the situation here. But beyond that, I would also find compelling the fact that Ms. Bashus has stated that she noted that she did not have control for that her notary seal is never under lock and key, and therefore was very well out of her control. Whether or not it was used by somebody else, we really can't say. What we do know is that Ms. Bashus did actually notarize a document. She did notarize it for Mr. Valdez, and this document was subsequently used in this matter against Ms. DeMarco.
And maybe I'm not following that. The notarization that she did for Mr. Valdez, I don't think is in evidence here. Is that?
Her statement was that she actually performed the notarization for Mr. Valdez. This notarization, which ended up, she says, on this document for Mary DeMarco.
I was interpreting that to mean that that was Mr. Valdez's opportunity to get a copy of her signature that he could then subsequently forge.
Correct. You're not going to have a copy of Valdez's because he doesn't want you to have it. Can I also say that on Exhibit C?
Go ahead. I mean, we are being somewhat informal here.
I'm sorry.
But go ahead.
Again, this Robin Muse, the caseworker, point blank says, I did, let's see, wait a minute, here it is. It's not clear to me if she has any involvement, meaning me, or if these documents are merely creations of Valdez and perhaps old signatures have been pasted or forged.
And I'm sorry, where are you reading? What paragraph?
If you go to the very last paragraph on the second page,
okay,
right before they say thank you, I'm sorry, it's the second to the last paragraph.
Okay.
It says, it's not clear to me if she, meaning me, has any involvement or if these documents are merely creations of Valdez and perhaps old signatures have been pasted or forged.
Okay.
None of us keep our notary seals under lock and key. Are we supposed to?
You're clearly supposed to have control of your notary seal at all times.
Then that means, yes, we should have them under lock and key. We never kept journals either. I see that's now a new ruling, July 1st, today.
Although I don't think, you know, with respect to the specific violations, I think the violations are limited to presence. And remind me, Mr. Whitfield, the signing a document when not in the presence of the signer and not keeping a journal.
Correct.
For purposes of that, for a document affecting titled real property.
None of us do any of that where I work.
Okay. Well, I think I'm prepared to go ahead and rule. As you know, I do find that that I have jurisdiction in the matter. That the notary has been properly notified and that there is jurisdiction here. I do, just to cut to the chase, I don't believe the state has made the burden here, which there does appear to be discrepancies in the signature. There does appear to have been an opportunity for someone, and Mr. Valdez may be that someone, to have forged the signature. We don't have any other evidence. We don't have Robin Muse here. We don't have Mr. Valdez here. We don't have, maybe there would be other explanations, but based on the notary's denial that in fact she notarized the documents that are Exhibit A and B, and absent some further proof that in fact she did, I have to find that the state did not meet the burden of proof in this case. So I'm going to rule in favor of the notary in this case and dismiss the action then. So just for the record, the time is 11:47 a.m. Any questions? Anything further? Okay.
I have no questions. I just want to say thank you. I will have my notary in a box that's under lock and key, and I will keep a daily journal.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I get the I need the original documents back from you.
Do I have any of them?
No.
Yes?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. He's got them.
And we're still recording?
Nope.
We'll turn that off. Yes, we'll turn that off.
So. I have my granddaughter out here, and I've got to try to track him down.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you, sir.
Thank you.